We had a lip sync dance in our school.
Did you really?
Hilarious. And there's footage of it online, and it is fucking devastating. I'm so glad oh God, it gives me so much anxiety.
Wait, if you guys do it,
not me. But this was back when like Nelly was cool.
Okay.
So people are wearing like jerseys with like one sleeve up.
Oh my God.
And like fucking headbands.
In Mechanicsburg?
And baggy jean shorts. This is at Trinity High School.
Oh my God.
So there's a lip sync dance where all the cool kids come out and sing like Jagged Edge. it's a bunch of white kids trying to act black. It's hilarious. But then I'll never forget. It's one of the funniest shit I've ever seen. These two fucking weirdos came out that always were like, they were the weirdest kids in school.
Yeah.
Like school shooter level fucking weird. Yeah, except they were like goth fat chicks.
Oh shit!
Like two goth fat chicks came out.
It was like a couple of nerd Lara Crofts, dude.
For real, they came out and sang Evanescence.
Wake me up inside.
I can't wake up.
Oh, were they lip syncing this?
Yeah, they were lip syncing, full lip sync, and the audio was a little low, so it was like the whole school. Watching them, and there was no choreography
just
at all.
It was
like, oh man,
wake me up, I can't wake up. But the music was low enough.
Yeah, it was low enough. You could hear them like, like breathing while they were trying to dance.
Oh my God!
Would you let your kid do that? If they were, like, I would not let my kid do that.
No, but that's like, if you're a goth, obviously there's not a lot of parenting going on in the first place.
If I had a kid and they're like, I'm going to do this for a talent show, I'd be like, do it. That would fucking be sitting there like,
fucking rock on, dude. That's sick. That's long rocks.
I'd be laughing so. I'd just be waiting till you're old. And be like, dude, I would never say anything about it and just be like, pop it on the TV and be like, that's you.
Then to follow them, so they sang Evanescence. And they were like,
crushed.
They were no, it was so fucking mean, dude. Everyone was dying laughing. It was the meanest shit in the world.
Dude, that's when people like,
yeah,
you don't realize how fucked up people come up. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
people are like, I don't understand Columbine. I'm like oh.
I was.
I saw that develop.
So brutal for that.
Yeah,
they actually tried to be themselves, and everybody was like, "Boo! This is hilarious. They suck."
It's one thing to make it through grade school, like. Again, I'm with Shane. I was pretty fucking cool in grade school. I was more doing.
I don't know if you were that cool, but yeah,
I was doing. I was doing out the bullies.
Yes,
I was,
yeah, like you're a bully.
When people bullied me, like the older kids, it was still kind of like
yeah, it was like you're
like,
a younger brother.
Like one time, the older kids who were like, you know, I was like I think in sixth grade, the eighth graders would like come out and beat us up and like bully us, but they still would like the one time this one guy, cool as fuck, Adam Brock.
What up, Adam? Like, shout out, Adam Brock.
He like pointed out this nerd in their class, and he enlisted me and my cousin to beat up an older nerd. So, like, we got in a fight over just being like, yo, we'll fuck this guy up. Fuck him, dude.
I did that. Dude, I got in trouble.
Like, so, like, when you're like, you know, when you're in the recess yard, you're in the fucking ranks, dude, and you're, like, beating up nerds and shit. You make it through that life. You're, like, you're the victor in that phase of your life.
Oh, yeah.
But when you catch, like, heavy, like, peer trauma and, like, sixth grade, like, when you do a performance and the whole school laughs at you, I can't imagine how bad that fucks you up for later in life. Because, like, you didn't even, like, I got mostly flattened by life, like, in the last, like, 4 years or so. But, like, I made it through a lot of years without getting crushed. So I'm kind of, like, I have that base level confidence from just, like, basically preying on people when I was little.
Dude, I have the preying on people.
That makes sense.
I was standing at the bus stop once, and the older kids were like, yo, you got to go beat up Keith Henshaw. And I was like, I'll fuck him up right now. Walked over and just sucker punched him from behind. Just beat the shit out of this kid.
This is terrifying. I had no idea these henchmen fucking deals were being made. Yeah. I'm Keith Henshaw, dude.
And then I got older and I did that.
Like that
I got older and I dished out a couple. I Tony Soprano'd a couple hits. A
couple
dude.
Fights.
I was ordering people. We were standing there. Will Horvath was standing there. He was a big dog.
Uh-huh.
Real big dog. He was quiet. But he was like a Snorlax. He was like a big. If you run into him in the cave, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Flute, you wouldn't tell.
You sicked him on someone.
Well, he was just standing. I was standing on top of a. There was like a concrete light post.
Yeah, should be. I know what you're talking about.
I was just standing on top of the concrete.
Just holding court
above everyone. And I was literally fucking Horvath was down there, and then Gabe walked by. My one friend Gabe, who we used to pick on, but he's the man. But he was walking by, and I was like, Horvath, fuck him up. And Horvath just grabbed, like, they just started fighting.
I feel like
it was
that
beautiful.
That could be like a water
shed
painting. What's that called?
Water painting? Renaissance painting?
Yeah, I was thinking, like, watercolor. Duh. Watercolor painting.
Water.
That could be like a watercolor painting of your childhood, just you standing on a cement light barrier, just, like, pointing at two other kids to fight.
Fight each other.
Fight each other.
But I think it was, like, I didn't think they would actually fight. Like, I think it was probably me and Jared, because he was an instigator to this day.
Yeah.
Where we were like, Horvath, Gabe said he could fuck you up. It was one of those.
That's, yeah.
It was like, no, I'll fuck you up. And well, then dude, fight.
I mean, beautiful. Imagine.
Beautiful. And Gabe's a big dog. Gabe's.
You fucked him up.
I think Horvath probably gave him the business. We were young. Gabe grew into his body.
Oh, I got you.
Gabe was like a Great Dane puppy. Mm. When he was younger, he could not. He would fall. He was good at basketball, but he would fall.
Makes sense.
And he was like,
he's a newborn horse.
He was real awkward, but then he grew. He got good at basketball. But like his senior year, he was fucking sick.
Nice.
Yeah. Shout out, Gabe, dude.
Yeah, I made two nerds fight one time by saying horrible shit.
Django and Chandy. I didn't go to these schools, or I didn't live this life. You guys are like, you got to pick them out, and then like you don't know if they're gonna do it or not, but you just send them, and then they do it.
Yeah,
when I was in seventh grade, there was these two nerds, and I was like, they're pretty, pretty similar level of nerd, and I like walked up and was like. I think I talked about this before. I just said, like, to John, I'm like, dude, Chris said, you're a fucking bitch. I just kept doing it back and forth, and, like, nothing would – it'd be like, whatever. And finally, I went to the one guy, and I was like, dude – I think John was a peacemaker. I mean, like, I don't care. I'm not fighting him. And I'm like – I was like, he said your dad butt fucks your sister, dude, and you watch. And he goes, nobody says that about my dude. And they go up and start. They literally, these two kids had no problem with each other. Just because me as a seventh grader was going back and forth purely out of nowhere and saying that each one said horrible shit about the other one. And then just until they fought, and I was like, oh, great.
You're guessing the password? Just like,
That was like some
dad
of my,
butt fuck sister.
That was some of my earliest. Fight. Dude, some of my earliest. Ventures out into reality were just kind of like, I wonder if I tell these two guys they're saying horrible shit about each other. And they're like, oh, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, it works.
One of my earliest memories, dude, when I was living in Havertown, I was thinking about this the other day. I remember being a little kid and I threw a rock into the street and it hit a car and someone honking their horn at me and running away being like, oh, shit, I just threw a rock at a car. And I must have been like, I moved out of Havertown when I was six, so I must have been like five. One of my first memories is throwing a rock at a car and getting a horn honked out of me.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's weird.
You were just out there experiencing life.
I didn't know. I remember just being like, psh, it was like, man. I was like, oh, shit, and like ran away.
Dude, you turned out great from a child psychology standpoint. Your first memory is like, dying damage. I can't even say it. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
We used to do that. That was like the funnest shit in the world, is especially when it snowed, hitting cars with snowballs.
Oh, snowball's different, though, because it's not permanent.
Oh, you throw some rocks.
It's like fossil
rocks in
there. Dude, when we were little, we used to
get... rocks in the snow?
We used to go...
It's diabolical.
We used to go mini-golfing on the side of... what? Throwing snowballs in cars?
No, putting rocks in your snowballs during a fight. I would do that every time.
That's a dirty trick.
I'd throw it and feel guilty. Yeah.
That's a dirty fucking
trick. My house, instead of mulch growing up, had rocks.
Yeah.
So I'd always... You throw rocks. We had rock fights.
We used to take...
The best game we played was me and my friends would hide. We had a big rock in the front yard, and we would hide behind it, and my sister would throw rocks at us.
That's funny.
That was a fun game.
Me and my cousin used to have mud... we used to have mud fights. We like...
We also had a game where my cousin Casey would float in an inner tube in the creek, and we would play basically bocce ball with rocks. See who could get closest to her.
That's fun.
Shit. And it would always just end up someone hitting her with a fucking boulder. These were big rocks. These were like...
Yeah, we're
throw them
like
and try to get
bitch.
A big splash, but then you'd
she try to dodge them while
she
going?
No, she would just float.
Oh, my God.
Also, another game we used to play was called Prehistoric Sheep, where she would pretend to be a... She was older than us and would just beat the shit out of me and my cousin Patrick. That was
That's
the game.
Hilarious.
That was
why
the
was
game.
It called Prehistoric Sheep?
I don't know. That was a character her weird ass made up, where she would run on all fours
and just fuck you guys
she
up.
She was like a freak athlete.
What the?
I bet
fuck?
That was kind of fun when she was coming at you. Wait,
it was scary.
She
away.
Was
it
the
scary.
Prehistoric sheep.
She was the prehistoric sheep.
What were you guys?
We were just getting Shane and Patrick
run.
Shane and alt right Pat running around. Yeah, she would fuck us up.
No wonder he hates women, dude. His earliest memory is just some
just
lady
his cousin
on the bar, this chair running, fucking him up.
She was, dude, she was like freak athlete.
Yeah, apparently,
like she
dude.
Was like Westchester's all-time goal scorer. She was like a D2 All-American in soccer for like
Jesus
3
Christ.
Years, dude. Monster.
She
That's
was hilarious.
Running around beating up old alt-right Pat.
Yeah, girls used to beat the fuck out of dudes. Like, fifth, sixth grade, there was like, if a dude lost a fight to a girl, that happened often. That
Never
was like,
saw it.
Whoa.
Fifth grade, I learned how to spear. Like the Goldberg spear. Took it out on some.
Yeah, you fucked up. You fucked
bitches.
Your sisters up.
Oh, they found out.
I remember this girl named Tasia beat the fuck out of the principal.
What
school? Wait, what type of school did you go to?
Public.
public.
Obviously.
Sorry. Yeah, there's a girl named Tasia.
Yeah.
White chick?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, Rusky?
Wow. Nice Jewish family.
She's Russian.
No, it was, there was like three black families in our community, so like...
Well, I thought you said she's Jewish.
Yeah, I was making a joke. She was insinuating of like, Tasia? Yeah.
Tasia.
No, she I don't know, something happened. They had a lady vice principal who came out to the... like the bus waiting area one day and something happened, and then I remember turning around just seeing a hand come up and
Tasia
just, yeah, Tasia landed on the side of that lady's head. Fucking
Tasia fucked her up,
just down. Yeah, she was in a pantsuit getting fucked up, dude.
Beat up by
she
kids.
Dressed for business and she fucking
oh my god, those are always like the harshest videos to watch. Like, teachers getting knocked out by black kids in schools is like, it's so fucking dude. Brutal. Dude.
It's so funny.
Everybody had no idea what to do. It was just like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, that's tough.
I always wondered about that. If I had to teach and like I was in a real bad school, I would be ready. Really I'd be school. Ready nice. For a fight. I'm not saying your school is
there's
bad.
Some videos
I'm talking about the teachers where the teachers get knocked out by students. It's like usually it takes place in fucked up schools.
Those are tough.
There's some like, videos of I watched one the other
day. I fantasize about like, dude, I dare you some fantasize fucking about trying to fuck me up, dude. Yeah. No, there's anyone, dude.
About
anyone
the punch,
trying to get
dude,
me
about
that.
Slipping and coming back, dude. Yeah.
There's one video now I just saw of a teacher body slamming a student through like a desk. Jeez. Like the kid runs up to him and he fucking gets him and knocks him out with a fucking slam.
Imagine how long he's been waiting to do that.
Oh, that kid was probably such a dickhead the whole school year. The whole school year. The guy's up there trying to write something on the board. The kid's like...
he's throwing shit.
Dude, Mr. Gilbertson's a bitch. He's like... writing on the chart. He's like, come on, guys. Come on, settle down.
Dude, that's tough.
Yeah, one day, dude. He's like, I'm going to fucking powerbomb you, dude.
I'd snap. I'd fucking snap,
They'd get in your guard.
I'd freak out. After I'd be like, oh, okay. The third day of like, pussy, faggot, I'd fucking snap, dude.
You never hear
I'm
about that,
I'm not a fucking
though.
Pussy. Fuck
yeah,
you.
No, you do. There's videos of teachers, like white teachers, like white ladies coming into classes. They're so fucking funny.
Really?
Because the way the kids are laughing at them is like, like, while these teachers are like, this is why you don't have a fucking future. Whoa. You don't show respect to me, you black asshole.
That's
and
who
like,
says?
Oh.
Who says it?
No, there's videos of teachers, like, dropping the N-word.
Like, they totally lose
full
it?
Full losing their fucking mind. It's
man,
so funny.
Walk away, dude.
And the
damn.
Black kids are just dying laughing.
Oh, you know how funny
that
is?
Oh, my God. Making a teacher cry.
Exactly.
It's as funny as it gets. We're full circle now.
Yeah, but it's probably... we are. But it's also, imagine... making your teacher yell slurs is the thing better
that's,
than making your
well,
teacher
I mean, we never understood that.
Grade.
Yeah, if you were a black kid and you had the power to force someone to lose their job.
And if slurring?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
my
the best
God.
Shit
dude,
in the world.
That's just endless high fives.
Yeah. See, I would laugh forever. Oh, my God.
And also imagine...
the break down.
Yeah. Oh. Also imagine having the knowledge that your dad's probably not going to fuck you up after school. That just opens the day of school to just full fuckery.
Yeah. That's
I always had that in
the
back
only
of my
thing
mind.
That kept
it's
me
like
in check,
if I get a pink slip today,
yep.
I'm getting fucked up.
Exactly.
So like if a teacher did something, I remember I got like suspended and I'd like start to cry. I'm like, my dad's gonna hit me, don't. And like, well, you should have thought about that.